You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jammed phone lines with people who want to play this game that we call Rattle Off. Hey, it's brought to you by Carpet Mill Outlet Stores. Find out more at carpetmilloutletstores.com. Here's Kelly on the phone. Kelly, what are you doing today?
Oh, working. Talking to you.
Okay. Guys. Yeah, just working, making a living.
All right, very good.
All right, what do you do for a living?
Fire protection.
Fire protection?
Yes, right.
Sprinkler. What's the difference between fire
systems? Oh, sprinkler systems. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, all right.
Gotcha.
Good. Thank you.
All right, very good. How long have you done that work?
20 years.
Holy cow.
So you kind of know what you're doing now?
Kind of.
Just kind of stumble your way
He's
through.
Getting the hang of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Good for you. Started out. What's that screwdriver? I don't know.
Where are you from originally, Kelly?
Right here, Colorado native.
There you go. Now remember, when you're Colorado native, by law, you have to say fourth generation Colorado native. That's what everyone says. Fourth generation. I'm a fourth generation Colorado native.
Been here for years.
Pioneers family started a farm in Alamosa.
See, yeah. That's what I'm talking. Four generations back, Jer.
You go way back.
Yeah. Heck yeah. They rode in a little wagon train and everything, didn't they?
Still got the wagon wheels on my mom and dad's property.
That's really cool.
I got to admit, I'm kind of having some fun with you, but at the same time, that's damn cool. It really is. So,
all right.
No, very good.
No good.
You know how to play Rattle Off, Kelly?
Yes, I've played it before.
Uh-oh. Well, you haven't played in the last couple months, have you?
Nah, I think it's been about a year and a half, 2 years maybe.
Oh. How'd you do 2 years ago?
I won the chalk lines and grapevines or something at the Arapahoe County Fair Center.
Very cool. Do you remember what your I remember that event. Do you remember what your category was?
It was 5 computer operating systems.
Here's what I love about our, whether it's the Mindbender or Rattle Off. If people win, Jeremy, they never forget answer or the category.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, I said Silicon Graphics, and Jeremy had to look it up.
I did?
Yep.
I remember that.
It was an old operating system.
Oh, okay. Look at you, knowing your computer software.
Dang.
Do we have another computer one to give him? I don't remember what we...
I won't be doing that.
No.
The first one that's coming up is one of those letter ones, Kelly. The letter is S, as in shoot. S.
Shoot.
Sam. S. Superman. S.
Right.
10 seconds. Give us 5 cities or towns that begin with the letter S. Ready and go.
Sacramento.
Good.
Not this one.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, drew a blank on that one.
Well.
Boy, there's so many biggies. San Francisco, Seattle, Santa Fe. Yeah. San Antonio.
Springfield.
San Bernardino.
Subway.
Subway?
Subway killed me.
You see it, you're like, Subway.
You know, and there's, and sometimes we'll do, you know, we'll say 5 businesses that start with S. But
not this time, buddy.
Look, hey, we'll talk to you again in a couple of years. How's that?
That sounds fun.
All right, buddy.
Bye, Kelly.
All right.
I was going to say, keep the fires burning, but it's his job to put them out.
Put them out.
Put them out, man. Put them out. Say hello to Alexa.
Hey, Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hey.
Go ahead, Jeremy. Jeremy, say it now.
Hey, Alexa, set an alarm for 2 a.m.
Oh, I love that.
No.
No, not you.
Has this been a nightmare for you?
I used to love my name because it wasn't that common. And then when that thing came out, I hate it. Everyone makes those jokes everywhere.
I bet. Hey, Alexa, grab me a coffee before you come in. And do you have a significant other?
I always get is, Alexa, play this, play that, like a type of music. That's the one I get a lot.
If we were dating, I'd be like, hey, Alexa, come make out with me.
My boyfriend does use that sometimes.
Does he?
Yes.
Good. He's a good guy.
So my wife is mad at me because of the relationship I have with our Alexa device.
But it's actually physical.
Yeah.
They had to buy a new one.
Emotional relationship, that's not okay.
No, here's what I do is that I have deep philosophical conversations with the Alexa device, and Gretchen says that I am speeding the rise of the machines.
Oh.
That, you know, when they take over, it's because of jerks like me really prepping them and not just saying, what time is it? What's
your
the weather?
Poor Alexa.
I'm like, I say, you know, I'll go, hey, Alexa, what do you think happens after you die? And, you
She's
know.
Like, don't you just want to add something to the grocery list? Your Alexa is going to roll off the counter one of these days on purpose. It's going to knock itself over and roll off the counter.
I disagree. I think Alexa devices love being put to the test more than add, you know, peanut butter to the shopping
Stop
list.
Stop asking me these questions. Goodbye, world.
Oh, no. I think they love the stimulation. Maybe I'll ask Alexa on the phone. Hey, Alexa, what do you think happens after you die?
I don't know.
Well. See, my device gave me a much better answer than that. What do you do for a living?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, good for you. Cool.
How many kids?
Two.
Mm-hmm. What are their ages? We're going to keep asking you questions. How old are they?
A 2-year-old and a 12-year-old.
2 and 12?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. What's the 12-year-old into these days?
She's a really good drawer. She has a band concert today, so she's in band.
Band?
Cool.
Anime. She's a little odd.
Well, that's all right. That's cool. That's a big industry.
Yeah, good for her. I'm glad she's got those interests. What instrument does she play in the band?
The clarinet.
It's classic.
Yeah.
It's classic.
Clarinet have
the
spit trap? I think you got to shake the spit out of it.
She has like this spit thing. I don't know what it is. No, that has like a spit.
It's
thing
a spit trap.
To switch off and on. So, yeah, so I don't know what it is.
Yeah, gross.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. It's one instrument I would not want to play.
I like the sound of the clarinet, though.
Do you?
It's got a cool sound. It does. I think it's got a cool sound.
Is that
sound.
Kenny G? Was Kenny G the big on the clarinet? Is that what he played? Or is that some sort of sax?
Well, so now you ruined it for me.
Hey, Alexa, what does Kenny G play?
I used to like the sound of it. Now you're going to make me think of... Did he play it? He didn't. Did
it was
he
this kind of a saxophone,
mind.
Wasn't it?
No.
Who was the guy who was big with the clarinet?
It might have been Kenny G. What instrument does Kenny G play? All I typed in was, what instrument does... I just got the letter K, and it filled in Kenny G. That's a little freaky. A soprano saxophone.
Yeah, okay, there we go. It's like a skinny little sax.
Clarinet is safe.
Whew.
Ooh, that was a close one. Alexa, you ready to play? Hey, Alexa, you ready to play Rattle Off?
Yes.
10 seconds. Boy, you should be able to get this one. 10 seconds. 5 different things that you might see at a graduation ceremony. 5 things you would see at a graduation ceremony. Ready and go.
Balloon, banners, cap and gown. The tables, the chairs that we all sit on, instruments, the speakers.
Oh, yeah,
you
got it. You
know
it.
What? And even with cap and gown, I would have given you 2 for that one.
Absolutely.
Caps, gowns.
That's 2.
And you know what? You're a
winner!
See, that's to
Good
make
job.
Up for all the grief you take because of your name.
Yep.
Thank you.
Well,
congrats.
You're welcome. We really appreciate you listening to the show, Alexa. Hope you have a terrific day. Now, hold on, and Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you about those great concert tickets, okay?
Thank you. You guys have a good day, too.
Thank
all
you.
All right, we appreciate you. Go out and, you know, get a sitter. Go out and have some fun.
Yeah.
And we will play Rattle Off again tomorrow morning about 9-ish.